Dad Talk. They really like to trash talk. Dad Talk. They'll make you laugh your ass off. Dad Talk. Real tall dudes and they're both hilarious. Tom and Derek give you wisdom and advice. It's really nice. You probably listen twice. Real tall dudes and they're getting serious.
All right. Dad Talk. We're back. Derek Wenzel on the other end. Derek, what's up, man?
Hey, Tom, what's good, dude? A lot of hockey.
Cool, cool.
That's cool, man. What have you been up to?
Yeah, not too much. Just a lot of basketball, you know.
Yeah, that's cool, man. It's been great catching up.
This was fun. We should do this again next week.
Yeah. I mean, like, maybe 2 weeks. Like, we don't need it every week, I don't think.
2 months, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. let's give it some time.
Maybe we come back in the fall. What do you think?
Yeah. We're more of a seasonal show.
Since we talked last, I think I got pneumonia and a chest contusion.
It's not bad.
35.
Yeah. 35 years old doing well. Got a long life ahead of me.
You've been playing a lot of hockey.
I'm telling you, top of my game. I've never felt so good. NHL draft is right around the corner.
If you get drafted, you still have to do this podcast.
It'll be in my contract. Yeah. Every 2 months. Well, I have to take an hour to record a podcast. Try to slot it in. No, so I've been thinking a lot about hockey, obviously, and then frontal male nudity has also been a constant topic in my own head. And I think we should explore both of those.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more about that. Why is that the case?
So went to a hockey game with Tenley and Cutler and Amanda, and we had met some friends there. Before the game started, I was like, oh, Tenley, let's go. I go to the bathroom and then let's go get like a treat or something. Like I remember going to Sharks games and always getting like a souvenir puck or something like this. Like, oh, let's go do that with Tenley. Super cool. She's all excited. So we go into the bathroom though, and obviously no choice. You have to go into the men's room. You have to. Yeah. Obviously.
So you wouldn't ever go in the women's room with her?
You can't, obviously.
But say it was Amanda with Cutler, go to the women's room.
She got to go in the women's room. No, she got to go in the women's room too. But I'm saying that because once you, there's a lot of dicks in the men's room, right? And it's a stadium bathroom, so it's not like a 3-stall office bathroom. Yeah. It's like a 75 urinal, 12-stall fucking behemoth bathroom, dude. Perfect. And people have just been drinking and shit. So it's like, this is gonna, okay. I'm not excited about this, but we got to go. And it's before the game started. So decent amount of the urinals are open, but pretty quickly on a walk in, I go, nope, absolutely not. We're going stall. And Tenley immediately said, well, why are we going in here? It's like, do you have to poop? It's like, no, I just got to pee, but now this is just where I want to go. Cause I don't want to say, yeah, there's like dozens of dicks at your head height right now. And I don't need, no, we're just going to not go down that route where I like pee in a urinal, and I'm not even sure how the move would work. Like, and you have to stand behind me and like hold my leg or something so I know where you are.
Right.
But then you're not going to wander. It's like, we don't need to practice that right now. I'm not ready for that move.
I've had that experience too with when I go to the bathroom there with Wes. I'm like, I don't know where you're supposed to go.
Yeah. Where do you stand?
What are you looking at? Like, there's a lot going on.
So, because you want to be like, okay, stand right behind me, grab onto like the back of my pants and close your eyes until I tell you it's time to go. Like, I don't know what that move is. And I was like, we're not going out. I don't need to risk that. There's too much instruction. Tenley is very intellectually curious. And there's going to be a lot of, why do I have to close my eyes? What? It's like, I'm good. I don't need to, in a bathroom full of 50 people taking a piss, explain that. I just don't need you to see a bunch of dicks right now, Ten. So how about you just shut your fucking eyes and we move on. Because she doesn't have that ability to be like, okay, you know what, Dad seems pretty serious, I'll just do what he says. Like, that's not a thing that she's got in her yet.
You go into the stall, does she ask you like, what's going on, or just no words?
Yeah, she's like, why are we going in here? I was like, well, I gotta pee, and it's just like, it's better in here. That's all I said. I was like, I gotta, why is it better? I was like, I don't know, Tony. It's just fucking close the door and don't go under the door. Don't go under the side.
Anything. I'm always screaming at Wes, do not touch a single thing in here. It's disgusting. Yeah.
It's so gross. It's like, I've already gotta wash my hands. And like, if
Yeah.
you touch something and I've gotta wash your hands in here, I've gotta like then hold you over the
Yeah.
sink, and
Yeah.
it's probably soaking wet in here. Like, it's just gross. Just, yeah, don't breathe if you can. Can you just hold your breath and close your eyes and just stand next to me while I take care of this?
We're gonna make these kids terrified to go to the bathroom in public, which is probably
Right?
why we are the way we are.
It's fucking phobia inducing anxiety about going to taking a pee
So
in public.
stressful.
Fuck. It's just brutal, dude.
Close your eyes and hold your breath.
I've grown up with it. I've got three brothers, and you've just been playing sports from a young age. So the locker room thing doesn't bother me, right? Like, that's not a thing. But I feel like that's not your only child. I just feel like that's not your cup of tea. You're not a locker room guy, right? No.
I hate it. When I was back when I was going to the gym, different part of my life. You're in the gym.
Training for a 5K.
I'm like at like the Planet Fitness in the locker room, and
Yeah.
there's these guys walking around naked, and I'm like, what are you doing?
That's like, yeah, you're just, and you're
What are
not
you
showing
doing?
off. You shouldn't be showing off.
No, this is you just what's going on?
So have you done like a public gym shower situation at all? I feel like you're the guy, you'd be soaking wet and sweating. You're like, I'm just gonna go home and shower instead. Like, fuck that. Like, there's no way I'm showering here.
Yeah, I've never done a gym shower ever. It's disgusting to me. Do you wear sandals too when you do that?
I never did,
That's so gross.
but I was younger. Like, when I was playing hockey, we had a bunch of older guys on the team. You just go in and shower. And we had guys on the team that like knew they would just try to make people uncomfortable. So guys would be running around screaming in like in a huge shower, right? Like with the 10, 12 shower heads, right? With the dispenser shit on the wall or whatever. And yeah, he'd be running around screaming and just fucking slapping people and just like so uncomfortable. You're like, I'm waiting until Tyler's out of the shower before I go in the fucking shower. So like, the shit that would go on I play hockey, obviously. It's just like, I'm already gross. I don't care about the bottom of my feet. I really don't give a shit. But now, yeah, I'd be wearing like ski boots, dude. I mean, fucking, no way.
Old do you think you were the first time you did that?
Pre-high school, we had games where some of the facilities had showers and stuff. So we'd shower thereafter just to get clean before we went home.
You feel like for your kids, that's a good age?
Just be showering in public.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. You got to be exposed to it. But it's like, it didn't bother me that much. Again, we had the one bathroom all four boys of us shared, right, growing up.
Yeah, that's
And so it's like,
different.
you couldn't wait for someone to like get out of the shower before you brush your teeth in the morning. You know, it was just a fucking, everyone's walking around naked. Like, that's the only way this is going to happen. So like, just didn't bother. Like, you just get used to it,
That
right? You're
makes
like,
more
this is not a
sense.
thing. This is just survival mode. We got
You
to get
were
going.
more exposed, literally.
Totally.
Negative.
Totally exposed, just
Negative.
dongs out, bro. Yeah, we ain't fucking around. But there's another thing too. It's like, I've gotten older, and like, I don't know, when you're younger too, and you're in a locker room, you like, if you gotta like take your pants off and shit, you like try to hide it, you like try to get dressed in the crouch, right? Like, when you pull your push your pants down, right, you're naturally kind of hunched over, and then you try to put on whatever else you're putting on in that same position, so you don't you're not like just fucking freewheeling it in front of
Yeah.
everybody.
Great move. It's a
There's a
great
hiding technique there. But so recently, there's a little shower at the rink I play at now, but it's really nasty. Actually, I don't use it. I just go home and shower because it's fucking late anyway. I'm not going anywhere else. I just go home and shower. But in the locker room, right, you just put on the jock and stuff. You could get naked and everyone's dongs are out at some point. And there's certain people that have no problem, right? They're like, oh, I'll just drop trowel and then stand back up. No big deal. Other people who do the towel move, like when you change your bathing suit underneath the towel, you like wrap it around your waist, right? I feel like that's your move.
Yep.
And then, but I think it's different too when you're talking to people in the locker room. And so if we got a locker room full of people and everyone's just kind of like talking about the game that just happened or whatever, you're looking around and talking to people and they're getting changed, it's no big deal. But, and then you kind of learn who's comfortable and who's not. Some people turn around, so you get an ass cheek, right, when they change. You're like, oh, fine, right? That's just ass cheek.
Yep.
Other people do the towel move, other people don't care. But so you kind of know everyone's habits. I'm not like studying them. I'm not taking notes, but like you get a sense of
They're
who's
gonna listen to this and be like, "Oh my God."
this fucking guy is really in to frontal male nudity. But then, so I ended up like, I noticed this the other day. I was left in the locker room. I was just like exhausted. So I was just one of the last two guys to get changed. And so the other guy was finished and we're just chatting about whatever. And now like, I'm gonna drop trial. And I was like, oh, but we're like having conversation. He's super close. So we're eye to eye.
Ugh.
Do I now? I usually don't towel up, but like, do I towel up now? Is that a thing? Like, do I need to do it faster? Do I need to turn around and show ass cheek while I'm talking to him? Does my move change if it's just one-on-one in the locker?
The eye contact, that's a little like, all right, settle down, stop.
I don't care where the eyes are, like, but if I'm in the middle of talking to him, I'm making eye contact while I'm pulling my fucking pants down, right? And so that's like a, like, I'm not going to wait until there's a lull in the conversation and go, well, I guess it's time to take my pants off. Like, you gotta be natural with it, so it's not weird.
So when you do it, you make sure to be mid-sentence while you're doing it. Is that the move?
No, I'm not trying to do it. At some point, I just gotta go.
You're 100% no. You definitely think about this. You're like, all right, I'm gonna make a really solid point here. Mid point, pants are going down, and I'm just be like, yep, and that's that, and then just keep going.
Well, other people try to time it too. So it's like if people are leaving the locker room, and it was like good skate, and you get some knuckles going around.
Yeah.
And so you'll be like some guy's gonna do his exit, right? So he's picked up his bag and shit. He's doing like he's giving everyone knuckles on his way out. And like you immediately drop your pants. And does he have to just wait there, like, or do you you just free ball it? Like
the no more pound. If once the pants go down, we don't need to make contact. It's just like a head nod, wave. All right, see you later, buddy.
But you don't want to leave anyone hanging. It's just like, oh, did he not?
Up top,
we got beef now. He just gave everyone like just a little ass tap. Does he just do a little ass tap? Hey man, I see you're busy, but just a little on the cheeks.
Oh my God. I'll get into this real quick. I want to get your take. I was in a bathroom and it was a smaller bathroom and only had one stall. And nobody was in there when I went in. I had to take a shit. So I'm going and then I hear someone else come in and they see that I'm in there, right? But they don't leave. They stand out there waiting for me to be done.
So wait, there's like a urinal in there too and one stall or something. And so yeah, they're just standing. Yeah. Well, you don't want to lose your spot, bro. I've seen that before too. And you're like, I can't, this thing's on deck. I can't like come back in 20 minutes and hope there's no line, like, or no one in here. You gotta hang in there, hold your spot.
I was like trying to give like so many like social cues while I was in there, like, you know, like the throat clear move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm
totally, you're like, oh, someone's in here. Don't. Yeah. That's the worst when someone tests the door. Like, what do you, all right, what's your go-to? If someone tests the door and you're taking a shit, what do you say?
Someone's in here.
Excuse me, someone's in here. Sorry.
Just a minute. It's like you're caught just, doing something bad.
Just wrap it up.
It won't stop. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to make it stop.
Do you have any, like, Gatorade or some sort of something to refresh me? I don't think I'm going to make it through this one. Oh, thank God you're here. Listen, I'm out of toilet paper and I'm sweating profusely. I need a towel and some tissues.
Oh, could you open the window? I'm really sorry. Hot in here.
Can you run and get help?
I think that's a fucking weird move. I would never stand out there just waiting.
Dude, you got to. Like, if depending on your situation, again, if you're like clearly taking a shit because you're waiting for the dude in the stall, you can't lose your spot. You can't risk it.
If I'm let's say I get out.
Wait, hold on. Was this an office thing or like totally public? Like,
no,
you wouldn't know this person.
It was in a public spot, but it wasn't at the office.
Okay. Well, that changes things. So if it's the office, you're like, and we talk about this. You don't want to know who's in there. You don't want them to know. So you leave at that point and then you come back because you just don't need that happen. But straight public, like, don't know the person, I'm waiting in line.
I'm coming out of the bathroom. Do I have to say anything to this person? You got to acknowledge him, right?
Yeah, man. Thanks for waiting. That was a toughie. Just to circle back on more frontal nudity content, right? Because that's the theme of the episode, and everyone wants to hear about it.
Yeah.
I think it is an extension of the way I grew up, just people walking around. Not just like walking around the house naked, like the nudist situation, but you're getting out of the shower, it's going to happen. We're not rushing to cover up. So I don't know the deal at your guys' house, but in the morning while we're running around, man is going to shower, I'm going to get the kids moving, I'm going to shower, she's going to get the kids moving. we're naked in front of our kids sometimes. It happens, right? Like that's just part of the reality. They're still young enough, it's not a huge thing. Is that your guys' deal there? Like, are you, I feel like you would never do that. I feel like you would lock the door and go put a suit on before you came back out.
Dude, if I had the option, 100% lock the door. But every now and then, like, I'll be coming out of the shower and, you know, they'll see me and I'll go quickly put some clothes on. I'm not just like walking around chilling naked.
And just to clarify, same. This isn't, oh, well, I'll just air dry while I help you get ready. No. Yeah. You're quickly, you're going from towel to clothes. Right. Yeah. But there's a moment in between. I'm not doing the locker room, hide it under a towel or like do the crouch move. You know what I mean? Like that move is not happening at home. But so I was like, whatever, kids getting ready. So I'm doing that move from towel to putting underwear on the other morning. And they're like, Dad, you got a pretty big penis, huh?
All right.
And so her frame of reference, go ahead.
She didn't deliver it like the way you
did. I swear to God, that's verbatim, bro.
She threw in a huh at the end?
No, yeah, 100%. That is verbatim what she said.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny. And so I'm trying not to fucking die laughing. And in my head, I'm like, okay, her only point of comparison is Cutler, right? Like, I got him beat for now. Like, but Amanda and I are really big on telling our kids the truth. And so I didn't want to be like, yeah. Damn right, like, because A, why, and then B, I just don't need her walking around telling people that kind of shit, because they'll know, like, you lie to your kid, like, about your dick size. So I don't know what I said. I was like, I think I just said, well, it's bigger than Cutler's. That's worse, but that's what came out. I didn't know what to say. I was like, I didn't want to not respond, but I'm not going to be like, well, you know, like, because it's just not true.
You know how, like back in the day, I don't know if this is still a thing, like, kids would, like, you'd, like, measure how tall they are, and you'd, like, put, like, a
little, oh, we've got mark, the growth charts.
Yeah, put a little mark on the wall. Maybe you and Cutler can do something similar.
You're going to be as tall as Daddy one day. Much sooner than you'd think. Much sooner than you'd think.
It's so funny though. Wesley did the same thing with me. He said that to Tori. So funny.
That's awesome. So no, real quick, then what would your response have been had it just directed at you? First, what did Tori say? Did Tori be like, just wait. Wait till your first locker room experience. You know what? No, we're going to a Mets game. And we're going to the bathroom. I'll show you real quick how not true that is.
She just laughed. I just laughed too. I think this is the one scenario where you have overthought something more than I did. And I'm enjoying this. I enjoy it here. Now it's going to be in my head. And the next time it happens, we'll have these thoughts. But
dude, totally. I totally choked and froze and said that. It was weird. I was like, all right, we're just going to move on.
It's funny. The kids saying like random things out loud. Me and Wes were walking the other day, and there was this woman, and she had a walker, and Wesley out loud just goes, "Daddy, that woman can't walk."
That's good.
In my position, what am I supposed to do? What do I say?
Then what's she doing right now, Wes? You fucking idiot! Is she not walking?
So I'm supposed to correct him.
Yeah, 100% you're supposed to crack up. You quiet him down and you fucking change wherever you were going. You walk the other direction as fast as possible. That's what you do. You're like, oh, no, Wes, some people just need a little help, but let's go this way. I forgot something at home. I forgot.
She's not catching us.
She can walk, Wes, just not fast. So just let's speed it up.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I think that's a nice place for us to end the episode here, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm out of frontal male nudity content for the week, but we'll see what happens next week.
Hey, hopefully in the fall when we're back.
we're back in the fall.
You got something good. I've
accumulated enough dick content to do another episode.
All right, that'll do it. We're not going to make any promises, but we'll try to be back next Tuesday. with another dad talk. Everyone, rate, review, and subscribe. We appreciate you doing that every couple months for us. Derek, any parting words here before we go?
Towel up.
See you next Tuesday.
Dad talk. They really like to trash talk. Dad talk. They'll make you laugh your ass off. Dad talk. Real tall dudes and they're both hilarious. Tom and Derek give you wisdom and advice. It's really nice. You probably listen twice. Real tall dudes and they're getting serious.